Hey everybody, it's Friday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you today for your Word. And Lord, we thank you for all the good things you've been revealing to us this week on the broadcast. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled, God Wants Me Well. And in this teaching, we've been answering the question, is healing the will of God? Is it the will of God for my life? Is it the will of God for your life? And we've been getting rooted in this truth that God wants me well, and healing is his will for my life. Now let's go back over to Matthew chapter 8, and we're going to look there at our foundation text in verse 2. And it says, and behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. The Phillips translation says, if you want to, you can make me clean. Jesus stretched out his hand and placed it on the leper, saying, of course I want to, be clean. And friend, that is God's attitude about healing. Of course I want to. Healing is his will for our lives. Now, when you start asking that question, is healing the will of God for our lives? A lot of believers have gotten tripped up, because many Christians have prayed for people to be healed. And then when those people didn't receive their healing, they've come to the conclusion that healing must not be the will of God for everybody all the time. And why is that? Because they prayed for somebody to be healed and it didn't happen. And so what they're endeavoring to do is they're endeavoring to discern God's will by the prayers they pray and by the results that their prayers do or don't produce. And friend, that is not the way that you and I are supposed to discern God's will. We discern God's will through his word. And so I want to go to Matthew chapter 17, and I want to look at a handful of scriptures in Matthew 17 that I believe the Spirit of God is going to use to bring some clarity to this question, is healing the will of God? And if it is the will of God, then how come somebody prays and didn't get healed? Now in Matthew 17 and in verse 14, it says, when they were come to the multitude, there came to him, Jesus, a certain man kneeling down and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Now let's just stop right here for a second. This man brings his son to the disciples, and his disciples obviously prayed, and this boy was not healed. He was not cured. Now, does that mean that it is not the will of God for his life to be cured? Does that mean that healing is not the will of God for his life? Well, let's keep reading. It went on to say, Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. And so this boy did get healed. Now, the disciples prayed and he didn't get healed. And we can see then that that doesn't mean that healing wasn't God's will for his life, because just a few moments after they prayed and he didn't get healed, Jesus prayed and he did get healed. And so we don't discern the will of God by our prayers and by the results that they do and don't produce. The disciples' prayers didn't produce healing, But that doesn't mean that healing wasn't the will of God for that boy's life. And we can see that because the boy was actually healed. And so that reveals that it was God's will for his life to be healed. And so praying for somebody to be healed and them not receiving their healing doesn't speak to God's will about healing. I need to say that to you again. Praying for someone to be healed and them not receiving their healing doesn't speak to God's will about healing. Now, many people believe that it does. Many people believe because they prayed and someone didn't get healed, then that proves that healing is not the will of God for everybody. And that proves that healing is not always the will of God. Well, let me take that way of thinking and let's insert it into some other situations. If we pray for somebody to get delivered from depression, you know, they're battling bad depression, and we pray for them to get delivered and they don't get delivered, does that mean that deliverance from depression wasn't God's will for their life? Does that mean that God wants them riddled with depression and burdened with depression all of their days? That that's His will for their life because we prayed and they didn't get it? Well, of course not. The answer is no. God doesn't want anybody walking under the thumb and the heaviness of depression. His will is that everybody be free from that. Let's look at it where abortion is concerned. You know, a lot of people are praying that these babies would not be aborted, that they would not be murdered in the womb. And yet many of them still are being aborted in the womb. Well, does that mean because we prayed and they're still being aborted in the womb, does that speak to God's will? Does that mean that it's God's will that they be aborted in the womb? Well, the answer is no. And so just because you pray and something does or doesn't happen, that does not speak to the will of God about that situation. You know, the experiences that we have in our life, they don't determine the will of God, and they don't determine who God is. You know, God's will is healing, and God is the Lord, our healer. And just because we have an experience that doesn't line up with that, it doesn't change who God is, and it doesn't change the will of God. Healing is the will of God, and God is our healer, and that is true independent of any experiences that we have. You know, somebody not receiving healing doesn't change who God is. He's still the healer. Somebody not receiving healing doesn't change what His will is. Healing is still His will. And so our prayers and the results that they do or don't produce, and our experiences that we have in our lives, and the things that do and don't happen, neither of those things speak to the will of God. Now, what happens is when you start talking like this, people start asking the question, well, if God's will is healing, and if He always wants to heal, then why aren't more people healed? Then why doesn't God just heal everybody? Well, you're actually asking the wrong question. The right question is not why isn't God healing everybody, or why doesn't God just heal everybody? The right question is why aren't more people receiving their healing? And when you start asking that question, there is a bunch of different reasons and a bunch of different answers to that question of why people don't receive their healing. And we're not going to get into that on today's broadcast, but we need to lay hold of the reality that just because someone didn't receive their healing, it doesn't mean that it wasn't God's will for their life. That doesn't speak to the will of God. That just because somebody didn't receive it, that doesn't mean it wasn't God's will for them to have it. Healing, like every promise, must be received. And again, people don't receive the promises of God for a myriad of different reasons. And it doesn't make that person or those people bad people. But it also doesn't mean that it wasn't the will of God for them to enjoy that promise or to experience the reality of that promise in their life. Just because someone didn't receive it doesn't mean it wasn't God's will for them to have it. And you know, you can look at the children of Israel, the first generation that didn't enjoy the promised land. They didn't go in and possess it and enjoy it. Well, does that mean it wasn't God's will for them to have it and enjoy it? Well, the answer is no. God told them over and over again, I've given you the land. Now, just because they didn't possess it, that doesn't mean it wasn't God's will for them to have it. No, God wanted them to have it. They just didn't receive it. And so again, just because someone doesn't receive their healing doesn't mean that it wasn't God's will for them to receive their healing. There's a lot of different reasons why people don't receive healing. And there's a myriad of different reasons of why that happens. But just because somebody doesn't receive doesn't mean it wasn't God's will. So friend, I believe that the Lord's going to give you some clarity about this. And I believe he's clearing up some confusion about, well, if it's God's will, then why isn't everybody healed? And if you'll lay hold of what the Word of God has to say about this, you'll get some real answers from the Spirit of God. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, we don't discern the will of God by our prayers and by the results that they do or don't produce. Number two, an experience that we have doesn't determine the will of God, and it doesn't change who God is. Healing is the will of God, and God is our healer, and an experience that we have will never change that. And then number three, just because someone doesn't receive healing doesn't mean that healing wasn't the will of God for their life. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today that healing is your will for our lives. And Lord, we just believe it and we declare it in faith that you want us well. Our experiences don't change who you are. Praying and getting a result doesn't change who you are. You are our healer, and healing is your will for our lives, and we do thank you for it. And in Jesus' name, Lord, I release faith over everybody watching the broadcast today. And any of them that are believing you for healing in their bodies, I hook faith with them and I speak healing over them today from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And I thank you that your healing power is at work in their bodies, and I call them healed now in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast, and thank you so much for watching the broadcast this week. And hey, if you're believing God for healing, I'm hooking my faith with yours, and I believe that the power of God is going to work mightily in your life and in your body, and you are going to walk in divine health in Jesus' name. Now, don't forget to come back Monday for the next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world, and your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast, and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.